Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Shane and I'm a missionary at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we are going to be reflecting on a reading from Matthew chapter 5, verses 38 through 42. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one to him as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand him your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go with him for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow." We'll begin our prayer in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So Jesus has some really hard sayings in this gospel passage. It starts off with literally saying, like, actually, things aren't necessarily going to be equal, even though you've tried to make things equal, like an eye for an eye or a tooth for a tooth. But actually, as Christians, we are called to something completely different, to the world, and that the world has been missing out on. That actually we are supposed to receive whatever somebody is giving, even if it's hard for us to receive it. And that does include pain sometimes. Jesus Christ himself didn't hold anything back when it came to pain and suffering. He died on a cross for each and every one of us. All of the scribes and Pharisees, they're the ones that sent him off to die. And they had constantly been persecuting him and persecuting his followers, all because he was proclaiming good things. And so Jesus, he went every time and took that extra step. Should anyone press you into his service for 1 mile, go with him for two. He went above and beyond. So just think for a moment, all of the times in your own life that actually somebody asked you to do something, somebody maybe who has hurt you before, and because of that hurt, you decided to not do it. I can tell you that there are a number of times that people have done that to me, like hurt me in some kind of way and then asked something of me, and it seems absolutely ridiculous. For anybody who's a kid who's listening, maybe it's your parents. For any parents, maybe it was your parents or your kids or your friend or a sibling. But actually, we just need to take a moment and ask Jesus for the grace that it's going to require to say yes to whatever it is somebody's asking of us, to say yes to suffering in whatever way God is asking of us. Today is actually the memorial of St. Anthony of Padua. And he's an amazing Franciscan saint. He's a priest and a doctor of the church. And the Franciscans themselves, they sacrificed everything they had. They literally took a vow of poverty, chastity, and obedience. And I can tell you that there are definitely times that St. Anthony would have struggled with a brother. But instead of trying to make things equal, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, he chose the better path for him. And if somebody were to strike him, which didn't probably happen, he would turn the other cheek and welcome himself to another strike from this person. And so the thing is, when we ask God for the grace to be able to handle these things, to handle these different little crucifixions and deaths, we actually can resurrect. We actually can ask God for the grace to be able to reconcile and to rebuild that relationship with somebody. And so what I want you to do right now is to just think of somebody who has hurt you recently, especially if they've hurt you a couple of times. And don't be afraid to go and think of those places and pray about those places that they've hurt you. And what I want you to do is ask God to give you the grace to more than just turn the other cheek, to choose to resurrect whatever is wrong in that relationship, to take time and work on that relationship. Maybe it's somebody you haven't seen in a while or won't see ever again. There's actually still so much mercy, grace, and forgiveness that God wants to give you by just saying, like, Jesus, this person hurt me and I forgive them. But when we can actually go up to them and say, hey, you hurt me, can we talk about this? It's actually that turning of the cheek, that welcoming to more pain in case they disagree with you or anything like that. And so we just pray right now, Jesus, I ask that you give us all the grace to turn the other cheek, to actually be able to say, somebody hurt me, but I want to make it better and I'm willing to let myself get hurt. We entrust all things to you in the Eucharist and Mary, help of Christians. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel according to Matthew. Again, my name is Shane. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. Once again, that's damascus.net.